Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Aruchin Daf Ches, Aruchin 8, and on Daf Ches Amabez, our Mishnah continues with the idea of giving minimums and maximums, which has been the discussion of our chapter until this point. And so therefore, in that context, the Mishnah teaches us a rule about the nega of tzaras. And tzaras, it was a biblical condition which affected clothing, houses, and also a person's skin. And this is called a nega, and when a person is saras, a person has to be isolated. So says our Mishnah, ein b'negayim, there is never a nega, which is before is actually determined to be saras, ein negayim pachos mishavua echad. There is never a nega that is less than 1 week, v'lo yaser al shlosha shavuos. And there is also never a nega that is more than 3 weeks. And our Gemara is going to explain this, but the point is that the initial time when the person who had this nega would come before a kohen, the kohen would order hezker. The kohen would order that this person who has this nega to be confined for a week, and after that, this person who has this nega will be examined again, and the kohen will look at him. And so, the minimum time for that is 1 week. Now, there are certain types of negayim which, after 1 week, a analysis by the kohen has to be made, and the kohen has to determine whether or not this person is tahor or tameh, whether they have tzaras or not. But for most of the types of negayim have if the kohen is unable to determine, have a second hesker after that. And so, however, the minimum time is for 1 week. The minimum time that a person who has a nega can be isolated is for 1 week, and that is if the person has the nega in a shchin, and that appears in a mikvah, in a boil or a blister. Then at the end of that week, the kohen either will determine if he has the nega that has spread, and therefore it's tameh, or in which case he's a tzaras, or if not, in which case he is a tahor. And so therefore, that is the nega that is a minimum of 1 week, that is a nega as it relates to a shchin or a mikvah. The nega that is going to be as long as 3 weeks in our Mishnah is the one that refers to a house. And so the human negayim are always resolved after 2 weeks, but the nega of a house, there is a longer period of at least a 3 week period. So that is what our Gemara discusses. Our Gemara says pachos mishvua nigei adam, that's nigei batam. The minimum amount of isolation for a nega is to that of a nega that appears on a human being, and the maximum amount is the nega that appears on a house. So how do we get 3 weeks on a house? So if the kohen first sees the nega, he confines the house for 1 week, and if at the end of the week he doesn't see any development, then he then will say that you have to come back for a second week. And if by the second week it is the nega has spread, or if there's no change, then he takes the stones and the plaster and he removes them and he replaces them with new stones, and he keeps it apart for a third week. And if the nega returns, then we say that the whole house has to be destroyed. So we see from here that the house can be detained for up to 3 weeks, can be confined. Now all this is theoretical, because we don't, according to one position in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that this never occurred. But we see from here that the house can be separated for up to 3 weeks, and a person, a minimum, is 1 week. And the Gemara says in this context that this relates to a verse from Psalms chapter 36, verse 7, where it states, says Rav Papa, tzikoscha kahare el, that Hashem, your justice is like the mighty mountains, meaning your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. And then the end of that verse says, mishpatecha tohom rabba, that your judgments are like the great deep, the tahom, like the great deep. So what does tzikoscha kahare el mean? What does it mean, your righteousness is like the mighty mountains? This refers to nigei adam, the negayim of the people. But mishpatecha tahom rabah, that your judgments are like the deep, this refers to the negayim of the house, the afflictions of the house. So these two parts of the these two phrases are parts of the same pasuk. And what we're saying is Hashem is tikasel kahare el, he's as righteous as the mighty mountains, in that if the person has a nega, he doesn't leave the person in a state of limbo for a long time, but it's in, after 1 week the person is going to be resolved. However, sometimes Hashem's punishment, rachmano etzlan, is like tahom rabah, that we're sitting there waiting for 3 weeks to understand the status of the houses, and so therefore it's called tahom rabah, where it's very harsh. It's like a great tahom. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz asked the question: why is it considered tzikasra kahare el to say that the judgment is 1 week, when sometimes after 1 week we say you have tzaras and we're afflicting you with tzaras, and so why is that a blessing? That's not a blessing. It would have been better for him to have another week and then be determined that he's tahor. So why do we say that is tzikasra kahare el, to say after 1 week you have tzaras? That could be not necessarily a blessing. And so too, how is it the fact that after 3 weeks the homeowner is going to be considered tahom rabah, when really at the end of 3 weeks he's holding out the possibility that in fact he's going to be tahor? So Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz says, we see from here that the greatest punishment is not knowing. That's the despair and anxiety that a person has. That in itself is the punishment, and that's why knowing your fate is sometimes even better than the despair of not knowing. And so therefore, after 1 week, if he knows he's tamei, that's better than having to go another week with anxiety of not knowing. Results-oriented chiddush from Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz.